Okay? Digestion's very, very important. So those are the four basic categories. You fill out that form, you just identify the category, and then the simple step is we use the appropriate pack. Now, this one I love because a lot of these packs are easy. If you have a digestive issue, Dr. Wallach says for digestion support, we use the healthy digestion pack, right? And for blood sugar support, we use the healthy blood sugar pack, okay? Now, I have intentionally not mentioned names of lots and lots and lots of diseases that can fall in that category, but there are some cheat sheets that don't mention Dr. Wallach's products or the name of the company or even the slogans of the company, where they will have diseases that fall in certain categories. So there are cheat sheets. Just remember, diseases, like the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, everybody understands the company doesn't sell that, right? The Dead Doctors Don't Lie book, I think everybody ought to read the book. The epigenetics book is fabulous. The immortality book is fabulous. They're fantastic books, but they're not sold by the company because if you talk about diseases, you can't put it with the products. Does that make sense to everyone? So there is more information out there. Just understand, you won't see products with diseases. We see products with parts of the body, tissues, and categories. Okay? And blood sugar is easy. If you have a blood sugar, for healthy blood sugar support, Dr. Wallach recommends the healthy blood sugar pack 2.0. Now, 2.0 is the best one, 2.0. Soft tissue, you do need to understand, for soft tissue support, it's the healthy brain and heart pack, because that name is shorter than the healthy brain and heart, lungs, skin, eyes, liver, and kidney pack, okay? But that's still soft tissue. And for the healthy bone and joint, it's the same thing. It could be the healthy bone and joint and muscle pack, but we call it the healthy bone and joint pack, all right? Is everybody good up to now?
Yes.
Okay, identify the category and then use the nutrients to rebuild that tissue. Identify what's breaking down, use the nutrition to rebuild. And that's important because some people identify the category and don't use the nutrition. And then they're not gonna get the same results, okay? Some people say knowledge is power, and knowledge isn't power. Knowledge is potential power. Knowledge put into action is power. So it's not enough to know what to do, you actually have to do it, okay? And we'll talk about that in just a minute. And the third thing is cleaning up the diet. If you're not familiar with the 12, with the good food, bad food list, there are things that Dr. Wallach says will screw up digestion and things that will aid digestion. Dr. Wallach wants you to eat salt. And in one of his CDs, I love this. He talks about this in Black Gene Lies, right? He says, for years, the medical profession has said, don't use salt. But in the Bible, the Savior says, be the salt of the earth. And he says, I don't know about you, but I'm going with Jesus. So Dr. Wallach says, any farmer worth his salt, whenever he feeds his animals, puts out a salt block. He wants you to eat salt. He wants you to eat cholesterol. We need lots of cholesterol, right? Don't use margarine. Stay away from the genetically modified food. Get lots of water and stay away from the gluten. Now, we have some tools that will help us with this because here's the challenge. People are more likely to do what they want to do than they are to do what they need to do. Now, think about it. Logically, scientifically, how many people need the 90 essential nutrients?
Everyone.
Do we all understand that? Everyone needs it. But we start with those that want it. Okay, that's why education is so important. And how many people have heard Dr. Wallach say, go gluten-free, but yet they themselves struggled with going gluten-free?
Yeah.
Or have somebody that needs to go gluten-free that hasn't decided to go gluten-free? Are they more likely to go gluten-free because you tell them to go gluten-free? Or are they more likely to do it if they read the research, listen to the CD, get the information, and then they make the decision? You realize that education helps people make educated decisions. And so when you're dealing with cleaning up your diet, there's some great tools. And some of these tools, like you see that Clean Up Your Diet by Dr. Ed Lozier, he actually fell in love with Dr. Wallach and did the research on what's happened with our food, with the genetically modified food, with the extra pesticides and herbicides they've done. He talks about cleaning up the fat, cleaning up getting rid of the bad fats, using the good fats. There's so much information in that, and we have those CDs with it. Okay, three different CDs and a book on how to clean up your diet. And this is important for your people because if they don't clean up their diet, often they don't get the best results. Now, when people get involved in this, there is some things that I call basic training. I would call this, if I was to look at this, this would be, to me, Longevity 101. What products do I take? How many have heard the Healing is Easy CD? Yeah, that to me is probably the best one to be the follow-up to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And you'll see that CD now is available as of this convention in print form.